Every day I'm shuffling.
Broadcasting from atop the Hensler Financial Building in the heart of Georgia's financial district, Kennesaw, Georgia. Ted Parrish. Bill Lako. Shuffling, shuffling. This is Money Talks.
And we're back. This is Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on radio, and we are here for the last segment. It's been a good show.
Running right along. Clinton and May from Chastain Park. We've been with our financial advisors for about 7 years. One of the business partners died a year ago, but we stayed with the younger partner through the transition of the business. In the last 6 months, we've been a little uneasy with some of the advice moves he suggested. How can you tell if your money guy has gone bad?
Well, I guess we can open if all he that. Doesn't work at Hensler.
He's picked a rattle. There's lots of good money managers out there. Unfortunately, there's about 20 times more bad money managers out there.
So what are the signs? What do we look for, guy?
It's a long list of them, right?
Well, give me one.
I think a big one is you know, if you go talk to somebody and they're not focusing on you and, you know, your needs and what's going to be appropriate for you, if it's all about selling a product or, you know, one size fits all, an annuity is everything you need no matter what your goal is, you know, if it's a one solution, then that's a red flag.
Yeah, I think if you go to a financial advisor who only sells one product.
Yes.
Okay? Now, I'm not opposed to somebody earning a commission on a product. So I'm not going to get into an argument about a fee paid versus someone who works on a commission.
But also, I mean, the advisor should be able to explain to you how he is compensated.
Yes.
You know, it should not be a secret. Fees should be up front, and they should, disclosure, and everybody understand how everything works.
Keep in mind, I think this is the one thing, is that a financial advisor, okay, is under fiduciary responsibility to you. And what that means legally, that this person must put you first. He must put you first in front of himself and in front of his business. You come first. Now, unfortunately, life insurance salesmen and registered stockbrokers are not registered investment advisors.
They're not held to the same standard.
Now, that doesn't mean that there aren't guys out there who do a fine job and who put you first. But I'm just saying they're not legally required to do that. A registered investment advisor is. And so my first sign would be, quite frankly, if I'm just starting off from the blue, I'd want a registered investment advisor, okay?
You want somebody held to that standard.
That's correct.
You know, somebody that...
Give me some more.
And, if they don't have or provide monthly transaction statements or quarterly or annual reports.
That's what I was going to say. Custody. You know, I mean, that goes along the same lines as custody.
It's a Bernie Madoff kind of thing where he did his own. He took custody. He did everything, and he sent out his
He was
his
generating the statements.
He was generating
and
the statements.
And that was how he was able to.
And so, for example, that we work at a number of different custodians. We work through Schwab or through Fidelity, and actually through anybody you'd want us to work through. You're going to get a statement not from us, okay? You're going to get a statement every month from the fiduciaries holding your things, and you're probably and from us, you're going to get a performance review of what you've done on a periodic basis.
The custodian is the one that holds the assets in your name, custody. Here at Hensler Financial, we don't take custody of client assets. We serve as an advisor to those accounts that are held somewhere else.
Right.
So there's always a third party that's generating your statements.
So look at that, because we don't want you to get taken advantage of. Also, one of the things to look at is the advisor hopscotching you all over the place?
Jumping from one hot thing to the next?
That's right. This is a sign of somebody who doesn't have a stated approach to what he wants, what he's going to do with your money. That discussion ought to be discussed the first meeting you have with somebody. How do you operate?
Yeah.
What is your approach, et cetera?
And what's your philosophy? I mean, what do you believe in as the best way to, you know, to manage your money?
And if they can't really clearly articulate why they're recommending certain investments, I mean, the advice isn't what...
And don't invest in anything you don't understand. I would think this is the key kind of thing. At our firm, we're really straightforward. We're plain vanilla. We invest in bonds, okay? 99.9% of the time, U.S. government bonds. Yeah. We invest in CDs, those insured by companies that you can't lose any money. We make sure you don't have more than 100,000 or whatever the number, 250, whatever the number is, in any one particular one. Yeah. We invest in common stocks, which are traded in active markets that every day you can take a look at in the Wall Street Journal or Barron's or whatever and get online, and you see the price every day that's fully liquid on that. That's what we generally invest in. We have real estate assets that we invest in. That's a whole different kind of bailiwick. And when you get a lot of money and you're comfortable with everything else, we can get you into real estate. We can get you into anything you want to do.
But even that's it's pretty easy to understand what we're doing on that side, too.
Yeah.
But
And if you need an annuity, we would be happy to sell you an annuity. We're not in the annuity business, but in some cases, annuities provide a function. And there, for example, is an area in which we earn a commission on, and we state that to you. And we do that only because I'm sick and tired of people going out and buying it from somebody else. You know, so and that they provide adequate liquidity to you. And you feel comfortable. And that's very important. You have to have a comfort factor with your advisor. And be very suspicious in the beginning. And there's no reason. We don't take it negatively if someone's questioning you all the time and they get a statement, they want to know what's there and what's there. That's a normal pattern for our clients for the first year or so.
They should understand.
I think we mentioned this earlier, but I'll repeat it again if we did. Form ADV.
Oh, we didn't
every
mention
advisor
that.
Has to have a Form ADV. It tells everything about that firm, the owners, how
they're
paid.
Compensated.
Yeah. It's a document filed with the SEC that's it explains, you know, various aspects in terms of services provided.
If you lie on that, you're in big trouble with the SEC.
Yeah.
And that's really the guide that's going to tell you almost everything you need to know in terms of how they operate, how they get paid.
It's a user's manual.
Yeah, that's right. That's the first thing when you walk in the door, where's your ADV?
Right.
No, there's nothing wrong with asking that. It doesn't mean you suspect them.
Yeah.
Listen, if you want somebody who's straightforward, honest, and reverent, kind, loyal, obedient, 770-429-9166. It's been a pleasure. We'll talk to you next week. Bye.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.